In today's video, we're going to talk about if you should lease or buy your vehicle with a loan or in cash. So stay tuned to learn more about it.
So Focus Vanessa asked, I was thinking about using my personal vehicle as a trade-in to buy a van. I never thought about leasing a vehicle. I was also thinking about using the U-Haul van for $19.95 plus any mileage I might spend for now. Any thoughts on that?
Eddie?
Well, one thing is we personally made some decisions, more like you, as far as buying a vehicle for your business. And there's some pros and cons, obviously. The pro is you'll have a vehicle now that's more capable of doing than, I guess, you have a small car or SUV. But one thing to remember, now you're going to have overhead on top of whatever you got going on in your operation. So that cash flow is going to have to be coming in.
What do you mean by you? Hold on.
Well, I mean, didn't you buy I remember the first time I met you, you pulled up in a new van.
Okay.
You pulled up in a van. I'm like, man, it's looking nice. And then, next thing I know, you pull up in a brand new Dodge 1500, all black, you know, looking nice. And it came with a nice price tag, right?
Yeah, in my trailer you stole.
So, it's good to have, I think. But as far as experience, you should probably talk about that.
But you never bought no vehicles in this company?
That me personally bought?
No,
I first started off, luckily I already had a truck, so like it just worked out. I just used the tools that I already had. But I can't personally speak on like making the commitment.
You never bought a vehicle in this company? Who bought these vehicles here?
We've had multiple purchases. I'm saying from the beginning
standpoint.
Oh, beginning standpoint,
okay.
Because in the beginning, I think one thing is like most people, there's uncertainty. And the more overhead you put on yourself, the more tight and stringent it's going to be on your cash flow. You know, it's going to be another thing to be pulling out money off of your cash flow. And when you're first starting off, it can be very stressful whenever sales aren't coming in. Yeah, but that monthly payment is still going to be coming out.
Yeah, I think depending on how you're doing it and what you're delivering. So I personally like the U-Haul option. Mm-hmm. If you only can have to rent it for 2 days, and the 2 days are probably consecutive, so you just pay the $40 plus the $5 on top of each day for the insurance. So what is that, like $60 or $50 plus the mileage? And then that's all you have to do. Then you don't have no maintenance. You don't have to put no oil changes. You just pay for gas and that.
Exactly.
And as long as you're not going far, maybe that can work out just as a second vehicle so you can get stuff down. But if you're doing stuff every single day and you have a lot of stuff, this is not going to be a good option.
Right.
So, like, the van might be a good option for just, like, the week, if that makes sense. But, like, if you're going to have 60-inch rounds, you're going to have 8-foot tables or anything super long, it's not going to work. We tried that before with, like, fluid. And the fluid stuff, if you're doing one-by-one jobs or on-and-off jobs, but not on a regular basis, have it on a regular time. And the thing is, we tried to split it up when we were in Austin to have it pick up one day and then pick up next day. The problem is that the stuff sells out, now you have no vehicle. Yeah. And then you have to go get a U-Haul that's not really that much bigger, but it costs a lot more. And that just doesn't work out. So preferably you want to own the what you're doing. So another option would just be buying a vehicle and buying them in cash. Mm-hmm. I'm buying a trailer like Eddie did and buying it in cash. Or I guess I bought my trailer in cash too before Eddie stole it. But you can do just one of those. And that was kind of my main philosophy, was like, I'm going to take this one bill in this truck, something I can use anyway, both ways. And then I could, then I'll just have the trailer, which is part of the stuff to be able to just own. So you can do it that way. And that works out. But it just depends on where you're at and how it's the process. The only thing I don't like about U-Haul is just it says U-Haul on it. Mm-hmm. And I think you're like building U-Haul's brand, not yours. But if you have nothing else to drive in and you only have $100 to spend on this each weekend, then maybe that's the right way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. The one thing that I know for sure, that like I said, we have experience as far as U-Haul. Sometimes after a long day, you're like, I'll just do it the next day. And then you're like, let's go ahead and do these other couple jobs real quick. And then that bill just keeps growing and growing. So that's one thing. As far as, the dollar amount, every mile that you drive is another dollar taken away from, your cash flow. So keep that in mind. And like he said, sometimes in the peak season or the busy months, These vehicles won't be available because people are booking these things out, and they book them in advance too. So if you're first jumping on it, I would test the waters and see if it's something that you would like. But otherwise, me personally, I'd just get like a cash van, like Xavier said. It's going to be a more I guess better option. If you're not really mechanical savvy, I'd maybe get somebody to check out the van that you do think you want to get, because another thing that would really hit the stomach very hard is if this vehicle that you just bought cash just goes down and now you have nothing, and you know you have to put money back into this thing. So that's another risk to take into consideration, but realistically, you can't go wrong. If you do the math and this U-Haul van pans out, then obviously go with the less risk. But if you have the luxury, the option, I would get your own vehicle, because it'll always be there and you can use it when you want or park it.
Yeah. So basically, if you're just dabbling, do a U-Haul for a day or two. Mm-hmm. Once you get enough cash flow, buy a vehicle, and preferably a cash vehicle.
Yeah.
Then do it for long enough, you can go ahead and buy a brand new one and then kind of work your way through there. So you know you can be able to sustain the amounts. So thank you guys so much for watching. If you want your comments answered, please put down a comment down below. We'll get an answer everything for you. I'm Xavier Kelly.
I'm Eddie Salcedo.
And this is The Rental Boys, and we'll see you in the next one. Watch one of these videos, keep the time up, and then look down in the links to help support us. Thank you.